Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How would you like a 15% discount to my daily email, the stack of stuff, the show notes, discounts to the conference, all of that? All you need to do is text the word show to 33777. You'll get the annual subscription with a 15% discount to my daily email. You'll get the stack of stuff, the links to the show notes, discounts to the conference, and so much more. All you have to do is text the word show, S-H-O-W, to 33777. Text show to 33777.
Welcome to the Eric Erickson Show podcast, Hour 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. It's Eric Erickson across the United States of America, broadcasting from our affiliate WDBO in Orlando, Florida. Those of you in the Orlando area listening, I'll be at Wakaiva Island tonight after, 6 p.m. I'll be there. Food trucks involved. It'll be a great time. Come on out. Those of you across the nation listening, we're going to keep moving across the country slowly but surely this year. Start checking in with the listeners all in the run-up to the gathering in August in Atlanta, where we bring all the listeners. Well, you can pay your own way. Come to Atlanta and hear from some of the great thought leaders of the conservative movement. Now, we must get into random news that you're probably not going to hear on any other conservative talk station. And this is actually, I'm going to start with a story. I am a professional. I want to weave it into something larger. There is a guy who is brilliant. I'm a big fan of his work. His name is Marcus Brownlee. He runs a YouTube channel, MKBHD. And he has become so renowned for what he does. He has this massive following. In fact, let me check here. YouTube.com. MKBHD. He has how many subscribers? 18.7 million subscribers. And he's got a review of a device, the Humane AI Pen. And his headline is "The Worst Product I've Ever Reviewed for Now." Now, for those of you who haven't heard about this device, an Apple engineer left Apple, started this company called Humane. And essentially what Humane wants to do is get your cell phone and screens out of the way, but they know you can't lose communication, so they've developed what looks like a Star Trek communicator. You know, in Star Trek TNG, with Captain Picard, not William Shatner and Captain Kirk, with TNG, they wore the little Starfleet emblem on their chest, and they'd hit it and go, tick, and you could have communication. Well, that's kind of what this Humane AI pin is, except it has a little projector. And if you get a message, you can hold your hand up to it. It'll beep or vibrate or whatever. You hold your hand up to it, and it will project the message into your hand. And you can have a phone call with it. You can talk just like you're got a Star Trek communicator. And they trotted it out. They showed all sorts of impressive demoing. They raised $230 million. They spent 6 years. And it's the AI pen. The pen shipped with a fraction of the features they promised at its unveiling 11 months ago. What features do ship fail? It's too heavy. It has bad battery life. The users are expected to swap batteries every few hours. The device runs hot. The projector can't project well in daylight. The input system is awkward and slow. It's meant to replace your phone. It's not nearly as good. So Marques Brownlee has produced his review, the worst product I've ever reviewed. The reaction has been pitchforks and torches to Marques Brownlee. People are lighting him on fire. He's got over 18 million subscribers. So there's a website out there called Wirecutter. I use Wirecutter a lot when I'm looking for products. Wirecutter reviews products. They've been bought by the New York Times. Wirecutter doesn't get paid by companies to review their stuff, which makes them kind of unique. They get paid based on what they recommend. You go through Amazon. They get a referral fee for if you buy something through their links. You don't have to go through their links, but they don't get paid for their reviews. You know, a lot of sites out there, you go for review sites now. You put in, like, what are the best sheets? What are the best towels? What's the best phone? You get a lot of sites, and they're actually paid by companies for placement. And they game the algorithm, and it may not be the best. I like Wirecutter because with Wirecutter, if I'm looking for towels, I can find like good towels that are going to hold up over time and absorb water and or sheets, things like that. And they give you kind of the standard, and they give you the premium. And they're not flawless. They make mistakes. I disagree sometimes. Sometimes they put too much value on price as opposed to quality. But I get it because they're trying to find something that people can afford. I totally get that. But I can trust them, I think, because of the way they monetize themselves, which is they recommend you a good product, and you go through Amazon to buy that product. Amazon does referral fees. I mean, if you go buy my book at Amazon and follow the link I send you, I think I get a referral from Amazon. It's not that you pay more, but Amazon does this sort of thing when you are an influencer or someone that when you buy products. And they aren't getting paid by the manufacturer of the sheets or the towels or the computers to tell you how good they are. Marques Brownlee does not get paid by companies to tell you how good their products are. People rely on him because they want a trusted source, and these days, so many people are bought off. Like, I have a real hard time doing advertisements just for the sake of money. I think you guys put your trust in me to tell you what's going on in the world, and I want to work with great advertisers that I actually recommend, that I actually believe in. Marques Brownlee is getting lit on fire by people. Why? Because how dare you? Someone invented something you could not build yourself, and you've chosen to criticize their life's work. That's the tone of the criticisms of Marques Brownlee. How dare you do this? You hurt someone's feelings. You couldn't build this thing. They could, and you don't like it. How could you do this? No. The criticisms. Let me read you one of the criticisms here. Where was this? I sent it to Philip earlier. It's in the show notes. If you have the show notes, you can get it faster than me. Yeah, here we go. Daniel Vassallo. I don't know Daniel Vassallo. He's a tech guy. I find it distasteful, almost unethical to say this when you have 18 million subscribers. Hard to explain why, but with great reach comes great responsibility. Potentially killing someone else's nascent project reeks of carelessness. First, do no harm. You go out and buy one of these things, and Marques Brownlee hadn't told you it sucks. He's doing harm to you who rely on him. Marques Brownlee took the high road and replied back to the guy, "We disagree on what my job is." Now, there's a larger issue here. I highlight this one as an example of it. It is oftentimes really hard to avoid the pressures of friendships and others when you're doing your job. I think I have an obligation to you guys to tell you what I think about things. And I have to tell you, these days, sometimes it's very hard because, like on the Ukraine funding, I am in disagreement with many of my friends. Many of my friends are very angry at me for the things I've said on radio today about funding Ukraine. They're in strident opposition to what I've said as much as I am in there. And I think they're wrong. And I think that we are catechized by those we surround ourselves with, and parts of the conservative movement in Washington have become reactionary. They've become extremely tribal. They've become extremely insular. They've become convinced that every hill is a hill to die on, and every rampart is one to stand on, and they're just dying on every fight. They're reacting, they're emotive, they're as bad as the left these days in some cases. And my obligation, I don't want to burn friends with longtime friends who I dearly love and respect. I just disagree with them, and I try to be respectful in my comments where we disagree, despite sometimes getting grievance from them that you just don't understand. No. I think that they don't understand. They think I don't understand. I think as an outsider who thinks for myself, who is in Middle Georgia, not Washington, D.C., not surrounded with the hive mind of people in the movement in Washington, D.C., I've got an obligation to tell you exactly what I think for you guys, not for them. And if they can't understand, my job is to tell you guys exactly what I think, even with if I disagree with them, and my job is not to carry water for them, well, then so be it. I guess you're not really my friend. The idea, though, that we should care about, well, the feelings of someone who did something dumb. The idea that Marcus Brownlee, whose job is to review products for consumers that they can put their trust in and go buy, that his job is somehow not to destroy someone's life work. Y'all, okay. I have to be diplomatic. There are some things I can't talk to you about on the radio. I will just say this. You know the phrase, it's the thought that counts. When you get a present, when you get a Christmas present, it's not the present. It's the thought that counts. That's what they tell you anyway. It's the thought that counts. It's the thought. They thought to get you something for Christmas. Therefore, it doesn't matter what it is. It's the thought that counts. But sometimes, if we're really honest, if it's the thought that counts, they clearly were not thinking. Because there was no thought at all in the gift. And you should be able to say, not that the gift sucks, but clearly no thought went into the gift. We've reached a stage of emotionalism in this country, and it's so frustrating for those of us who try to be logical and reasonable and explain our answers and explain how our thought process works and explains where we come from and this stuff. And now you do a review of a product, people are like, oh, but you're ruining someone's life work. They clearly weren't thinking. Their life work sucks, and sometimes you got to be willing to say it. So when I filled in for Rush Limbaugh one time, there was this one time people were out picketing fast food restaurants, particularly McDonald's, demanding higher wages. And I said, and Michael Gerson, who was at the Washington Post and others, they denounced me. Someone who wears his Christianity sleeve should never say something like this. How dare you? And I stand by it to this day. If you are marching in the streets so that McDonald's will pay you $15 an hour, you, sir, you have failed at life. People fail at life. And if the best you can do is flip burgers at McDonald's, you should be grateful McDonald's is willing to pay you a penny. To go march in the streets for the audacity that they should pay you $15 an hour, well, you failed at life. You get what you get, and you don't pitch a fit. And if you want to do better, improve your life, make better life choices, how could you dare say someone created in the image of God failed at life? I can, because you know they did. And that we should tiptoe around the sensitivities of people's emotions, tell them, oh, you didn't fail at life. No, big man conspiracy really is keeping you down. That's why you suck. No, you failed at life, and you chose to blame other people. And now you want McDonald's to pay you more than you deserve because you can't get a job anywhere else. That's not McDonald's fault. That's your fault. We are coddling too many people, and the fact that it's now spilled over into reviews of products, that you can't be brutally honest about a product you reviewed because it's someone's life work and they poured their heart and soul into it. Clearly, they did not pour enough into it. It sucks. Maybe don't release it. You should be sometimes embarrassed when you do this. I've done this with my kids. My kid says, oh, I stayed up all night and did this project and holds up the poster. This kid did not stay up all night and do this poster. No, he did it in like 5 minutes and decided he'd look like a genius by putting extra words in it. Polly slept. No, go do it again. not going to coddle my kids with their projects. You shouldn't coddle people these days. We've coddled too many people. We have too many little Gen Zers out there who get all emotional about stuff. You know those people who stormed into the offices at Google yesterday? They've all gotten fired. Good for Google. They're all upset. It was retaliatory. No, it's because you sat on your butt for 8 hours in someone's office to protest Israel as opposed to doing your job. We got to stop coddling people. The fact that we've got people outraged at a very successful YouTube star whose job is to give people his honest opinion about things, good Lord. We should be valuing people these days who are giving their honest opinions because too many of them actually are on the take from other people. It's one of the things I find appalling these days about so much of the movement and business I'm in are the people who, because of friendships and money and things like that, they won't tell you what they really think. It's always funny to go into, for example, to a green room and hear someone be disgusted with a Republican politician who they then go on TV and praise. A lot of times it's about Trump. We need more honesty. And we need to stop worrying about the emotions of the people who have failed at life.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. Yes, you can call in today. 877-973-7425. Those of you on the phones, be patient with me. I got about a minute and a half here. And I do just have to bring you up to speed on the Trump trial. I mentioned the soap opera antics earlier. They're trying to fill out the jury. One juror who identified herself as a progressive who doesn't like Trump was allowed off the jury because she didn't think she could take time away to do it. Another has been let go because the media did a profile of the juror without naming her name, but it was people could figure out who she was based on everything else in the article. All the media outlets pointed at Fox News and said, "How dare you?" And then it turned out all those media outlets had actually run the story first. It is a farcical thing, and the coverage at MSNBC, it really is just some of the dumbest stuff. The what are his facial expressions? What are the judge's facial expressions? Do you think he will make the judge mad today? Do you think the judge will make him mad today? All sorts of speculation. But it's for their audience that is just, they hate him so much they hang on every word of hate they can get. It is a deeply unhealthy obsession with Donald Trump by these people. I mean, genuinely, y'all, it is a deeply unhealthy obsession we're watching with this trial, an obsession with Donald Trump by a media that depends on him for ratings. They wouldn't be covering this like they are, except he gets them good ratings. And I think there's a level of guilt that they know they profit because of his existence, and they don't like that. I want you to profit for the existence of Vision Computers because you can save money with Vision, and they can help your business grow. They can build you laptops, desktops, servers, workstations, whatever you need. And you're going to get a better computer than you get at the one-size-fits-all big box store. They're going to spend time with you, talking to you to help build your computer. You're going to save money on it. And then they become your tech solution. You go to visioncomputers.com or 404-COMPUTE. Anywhere nationwide can call them, 404-COMPUTE. And then they become your tech solution, 15 seconds or less. You get the answer to your question. When you don't know how to do something on your computer, you got a problem, they can even remote in. Now, here's the cool part. If you haven't bought a computer from Vision, but you got PCs and you really need help with them, for $179 a year, not a day, but a year, not a week, not a month, but a year, $179 for your company, they can become your tech support solution. And so then all of your employees can call Vision in 15 seconds or less, get the answer to the problems. It saves you time. It keeps your employees focused on their job, not on their computers. 404-COMPUTE, 404-COMPUTE, or visioncomputers.com. If you call 404-COMPUTE, tell them I sent you. You'll get an even better deal. Visioncomputers.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Greetings, friends. How are you? 877-973-7425. If you want to be on the program, if you text the word data, D-A-T-A, to 33777, you can get a 15% discount on the show notes. You can also pre-order my book. We've moved up the publication date to June for You Shall Be As Gods. I found that out last night, as a matter of fact. Now, I want to take Andy's phone call here. Andy, welcome to the show. How are you?
All right, sir. How are you today?
Good.
Good, sir. I got a good question for you. All right. With all this business going on between Hamas and Israel, the Houthis and Israel, do you think if the U.S. would have stayed in Afghanistan at Bagram Air Force Base, any of this would have happened?
Okay, yes and no. I do believe Hamas still would have attacked Israel. Just my gut reaction is yes. However, recall that Hamas was able to use American military technology in that attack and in its defensive of Gaza after the attack. They had missiles, ammunition, guns, jeeps, tanks, other things, and they were all delivered by the Taliban, having been left over from Americans. So they were better armed because of how Joe Biden handled the evacuation from Afghanistan than they would have been. So I think it would have happened, but it wouldn't have been nearly as efficient as it was because they wouldn't have had American weapons to use against Israel.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, sir.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for the call. People that didn't get enough attention, the Taliban sent surplus American equipment to the to Hamas via Iran. Ironically, the Taliban and the Iranians had never really been good friends because the Taliban are Sunni, the Iranians are Shiite. It's like Catholics and Baptists working together. But at the same time, the enemy of our enemy is our friend, and they both hate Israel, so they became friendly. I want to talk about the Mayorkas impeachment here. I got a play for you. Excuse me. This is Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate, a man who knows something about taking advantage of the precedents Democrats set. If you'll recall, when Harry Reid got rid of the filibuster for judicial nominees, making an exception just for the Supreme Court, Mitch McConnell said, you will rue the day, perhaps sooner than you think. And they did. This is McConnell now.
To the clerk.
Madam President, we've set a very unfortunate precedent here. This means that the Senate can ignore, in effect, the House's impeachment. It doesn't make any difference whether our friends on the other side thought he should have been impeached or not. He was. And by doing what we just did, we have in effect ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial. We had no evidence, no procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
You know, if the Republicans are able to take back the Senate, even if they lose the House, thanks to Chuck Schumer, the Democrats, the Republicans can now just dismiss an impeachment trial against Donald Trump. Because you know the Democrats in the House are going to impeach him for something if he comes back. You know it. McConnell's not wrong here. He's absolutely right about this. They don't care. But I got to tell you, this is going to make a lot of you mad. I told you so. I think Mayorkas instead of Biden was the right way for the House to go. But I think the House actually did a terrible job in handling the Mayorkas impeachment. They rushed it. They wanted to get him to the Senate. they wanted to make this a political thing, and I think they kind of botched it. Now, the Senate Republicans had Mayorkas at hearings today, and Josh Hawley scored serious points, I think, by bringing up the number of people who illegal aliens have killed in the last couple of years being let in by the Biden administration, and Mayorkas didn't know a single one of the names of the victims. But this was always going to be, there was never going to be a trial. Of course they were going to do this. If you've listened to me for some time, I told you this was going to happen. The Republicans still need to keep the pedal to the metal on the border issue. They just need to think about it, I think, smarter. And I have to say, I am frustrated with the House Republicans. They didn't try to build a comprehensive case against Mayorkas. And this is where I have to say something that a lot of you aren't going to like and you're going to disagree with me. But it is true, even if you don't like it. I'm not here to tell you to affirm your beliefs. I'm here to tell you the God's honest truth. And the truth is, Mayorkas isn't committing high crimes and misdemeanors, even if you think he is. The reason is because the role of the Secretary of Homeland Security involves discretion. And it is well settled in the jurisprudence of this country that the president and cabinet secretaries have discretion in how they implement laws. And you may not like it, but it's not a high crime or misdemeanor. Spare me being mad at me. I'm telling you the truth, whether you like it or not. And you can call and say, how is it not a high crime or misdemeanor that so-and-so died because they let someone come in, blah, 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 blah. Because I'm telling you, it's wrong, and yes, I'm outraged by it too, but that doesn't mean because I hate it, it's a high crime or misdemeanor. And so much of conservative opinion and progressive opinion these days is trying to train the base that it's a binary issue, it's an either or, it's black or white, and there's a whole lot of gray in the implementation and enforcement of federal and state law by policymakers. I think they should have impeached Mayorkas. And I think had they done a better job, they could have built a better case about high crimes and misdemeanors. But also, it was always going to wind up this way, so why bother? And I think that's why the House kind of short-circuited their own investigation and their own hearings, because they knew the Senate was going to do this. There was no way the Senate Democrats were ever going to convict Alejandro Mayorkas. They were never going to do it. So it was, to a degree, a waste of time. They failed to build a good case against him in the House. They failed to show that they did what some of you are doing, because I can tell you're mad at me right now, and I will get hate mail, because I know when I bring this up, I get hate mail. But they did the same thing. Well, of course it's a high crime or misdemeanor. Americans are dead. Yes, Americans are dead by illegal aliens, and that has happened, and it's bad, and the numbers have gone up, but that doesn't mean what he did was a high crime or misdemeanor. And we don't nuance this stuff anymore. We hate him, therefore, high crime misdemeanor. We love him, therefore, it's not. As opposed to, actually, let's look at the situation and what the law is and how much discretion the Secretary of Homeland Security is allowed, and he has way more discretion to carry out his job and does so at the behest of the President of the United States than you may like, and you may be infuriated by it. But just as the left calls everything racism, the right calls everything they don't like a high crime misdemeanor, and it doesn't make it so. But even if it did, hypothetically, you're right, I'm wrong. High crime, misdemeanor, obvious. High crime, misdemeanor, absolutely obvious. He's not only should go to jail, but burn in hell for it. The Senate was never going to convict him. And they're not going to pay a price for it. Because it looks political the way the Republicans rushed it through the House. It looks political because they've decided to impeach Biden. They've decided to impeach Mayorkas. They'd impeach everybody they could. It looks political. It looks ungrounded. It looks unserious. The optics of this matter for the low information, superficial, uninformed voter. And the optics of it to them look like a political witch hunt. Republicans failed to make the case. There are so many things they could make the case on, and they didn't. But the Senate Democrats we're never going to convict Mayorkas. You can be shocked and you can be appalled, but also you're voting for Donald Trump. So of course you're going to be shocked and appalled by something the Democrats did, of course. But it's not about you. It's about the thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of low-information, uninformed voters. How are you going to build the case to them? The House Republicans failed to even make a credible case. They just threw a bunch of stuff together, sent it to the Senate, said he's impeached. Convict him. And the House Republicans, I mean, they are the gift that keeps on giving for the Democrats. The clown show up. We're gonna get a new speaker today. We don't like what he did. Time to oust the speaker. Nope, we're not gonna fund you. You know, a majority of Americans want to fund Ukraine and Israel. We're not gonna do that until the border's secure, but we're not gonna advance legislation that can actually get the border secure. We don't like what the Senate came up with. We're not gonna compromise our way or the highway. It came across as unserious because the loudest voices in the room were the ones driving the clown car and squeaking the horn. Honky, 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 honky. It was embarrassing. The credible voices of the right, of the conservative movement, got drowned out by the Matt Gaetzes and the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world. And they've set conservatives back. Y'all, the media's never been fair to the GOP. Even when Ronald Reagan was president, the media was not fair to him. But Republicans have always found a good way of getting around it, of bypassing the media to get their message out to the low-information voters. And right now, they have a hard time doing that because of the clown show members of the GOP who overshadow and dominate the voices, because the base wants to be entertained, and the base just wants to fight. And the problem with just wanting to fight is that if you just want to fight but you have no plan to win, you're just going to fight and get beat up. Republicans are giving each other swirlies in the bathroom instead of giving the Democrats swirlies, because the Republicans would rather fight Republicans than actually smartly fight and win against the Democrats, because all you want to do is fight, 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 fight. So go fight. Wear yourself out. You're going to get beaten. Or fight smart. Elevate the smart guys. Elevate the smart voices. Put the Chip Roys up instead of the Marjorie Taylor Greens. It's deeply frustrating. When I told y'all months ago that this would be the inevitable outcome, and it was a waste of time, the amount of hate mail, the amount of hate phone calls I got from people over this, I was just telling you the truth. There was no way the Senate Democrats were going to convict this guy. And yet we literally had callers on this program like, of course they're going to convict him. It's high crimes and misdemeanors. How can they not? Because it's a political issue. You may look at it as a legal issue, but it's in the Congress. That makes it a political issue. And the Democrats in the Senate are not going to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security who represents Joseph Robinette Biden, the Democratic leader. Just as the Republicans were never going to convict Donald Trump, the leader of their party. It just wasn't going to be. At some point, we do have to recognize there is a reality not constructed by words, but constructed by the truth. Mayorkas, I personally think, should have been impeached. I think they should have made a case. And I think the Republicans in the Senate and the House should have done and can do a really good job on the campaign trail pointing out Democrats refuse to impeach and remove him. I think Republicans in Montana should be running ads against John Tester. I think Republicans in Pennsylvania should be running ads against Bob Casey. They should make the Democrats pay for doing what they did. I'm just not going to hold my breath that they're actually going to do it, because we are where we are at this point in the country. And also, the GOP doesn't have a lot of money to run ads like that. They should. Where are the outside groups? You want to make this matter? Well, you need the outside conservative groups to start targeting senators who refuse to oust Mayorkas and make it about them. That way, this does become a meaningful exercise. Otherwise, we just all wasted our time. There are a lot of banks out there wasting their time trying to stay afloat when they just get a bailout from the government. You know, you're not going to get bailed out from the government. You're not. The banks are, the big businesses are, the too big to fails are. The too big to fails are going to buy the small people that can fail and then become even bigger to fail. And the government's going to bail them out again. That's why Swiss America wants to help you protect your hard-earned assets now. They want to teach you how. They want to educate you on the secret war on cash, an assault on our freedoms. Have you all seen the number of times now you go places and it's plastic only? You're not allowed to use your cash. It's not against the law, by the way. It is. Some of you think it is, but it's not. But now the government and corporations, they can spy on your transactions because you're having to use plastic. You can't use cash. There's no anonymity. It's a war on cash. Swiss America has a special report on it, completely free. They want you to read it. You get it by calling or texting my name, Eric Erickson, to 800-289-2646. They all at war on cash. It does include digital forms of currency, and it is spreading. 800-289-2646. You can call them. Just mention my name, Eric Erickson, or just text my name, Eric Erickson, to 800-289-2646. You get the secret war on cash report completely for free. 800-289-2646. Message data rates may apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My buddy Joe just texted me, and so solid that they don't have money, the Republicans, they don't have money to run ads on Mayorkas, but Kevin McCarthy's allies have money to run ads against Republicans who ousted him. Fair point there. Fair point. It's the divisions within the Republican Party right now. You know, Donald Trump can win this thing in November. The Republicans can pick up seats in the House. They can gain the Senate. They got a real shot at gaining the Senate. But the internal feuds of the GOP, these people come across as not liking each other, and the Democrats come across as unified. And for the low-information voter, that matters. And those of you who listen to me are not low-information. I load you up on information. I and sometimes overwhelm you with information. But sadly, there are not a lot of people out there who are listening. They're got their lives. I'm not on 1,000 stations. I can't do it all. We got to remember, though, there are low information. But don't be mad at me for pointing it out to you. There are people are stupid. And you know what they call stupid people? Voters. And a lot of them are uninformed, ill-informed, misinformed, misguided. And it doesn't help the GOP when they're busy fighting each other and ousting the speaker. It makes them look like they can't get anything done. And you can say it's the principle of the matter. But okay, but you're not moving on those principles either. I would love to plant a flag in the sand and say this far no further, but we don't have enough conservatives in the House. And we could have had more last time in 2022, but it was the people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and others who picked a bunch of clown show characters to come to Congress, and the voters rejected them in their districts. You do at the end of the day understand that you can't vote on someone if you don't live in their district. And occasionally you have to settle for someone who's not your cup of tea because that person can win the district and grow the numbers as opposed to putting the Democrats in charge. But I find increasingly common in conversations with conservatives, well, I'd rather have the Democrats in charge instead of us. Why? So they can advance DEI equity bills? Well, we're not towing the line on anything. So when did the DEI equity bill pass the House Republicans? Well, not that. Spinny, okay. So we spent $500 billion instead of $5 trillion in the package. Well, we still spent money. Yes, you did, because there aren't enough of you to spend $5 billion. So you're spending $500 billion, but you're still not spending $5 trillion. These things do at the end of the day matter. Stop being so emotional about it. You butt hurt because you didn't win. You didn't try to win. You tried to just pick a dumb fight. It's so frustrating. I mean, the conservatives used to be the great strategists, and it just seems like it's all fallen apart into some sort of – we confuse strategy and tactics, and everything is falling. I'm so frustrated with it. I'm frustrated with friends of mine. I tend to agree with them on so much, and I just think that we don't have overarching strategies these days, and we don't because we don't have the numbers. And instead of trying to improve the numbers and find more people to grow the numbers, to improve the strategy, to get good strategy, to get good policy, we'd rather just light each other on fire or find someone who scratches our rhetorical itches when it comes to dealing with the GOP on the other side, but who cannot win their district. And so we go down losing and smugly say, well, I mean, at least the Democrats can own it all now. I would prefer the Democrats not own it all now. I would like to have Republicans who can plant a flag and say no, as opposed to don't, like Joe Biden does. Our no's are more effective, but we have to gain seats.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.